The topic for today is the Melacha of Kosev. Yesh Lachkor, what is the nature of the Melacha of Kosev? Is the Melacha of Kosev writing letters, pashtus, you're writing? Or is the Melacha of Kosev communicating through letters? So, just bring some nafkamina to try to clarify, you know, try to know what I mean by this chakira. This would be a machokas of Hanoi. First nafkamina is writing letters that have no meaning. So, when you write letters that have no meaning, you write, you know, sometimes two letters can mean something, right? You know, the word S, Aleph, Saf, so it means something. Sometimes two letters have no meaning at all. So, if you understand the Melacha is one of writing letters, you wrote two letters. The Shir is two letters, so you wrote two letters. If the Melacha is communicating, so then you haven't done anything, Lechara, and you'd be Pater. So, in the Mishnah in Shabbos, and Kufkimu and Aleph, Tana Kama writes, Hakosiv she'osios, etc. Bein mishim echa, bein shtei shemot, tzchaya. There's no mention that the Kosiv has to write letters that have any meaning or significance. If you look at the Yerushalmi over there in Shabbat, Perkei Beis, Melacha Gimel, it's Taka Machlokes Satanoim. We've seen Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbana. The Yerushalmi writes, Tani v'shem Rabbi Yehuda, Kosiv she'osios shavim, heim shem chayev, kagon shash, tat, gag, dat, chach. You write two osios, even though they're the same letter, but they have some meaning, right? Behein shame. The word sheish, shin shin, or, right, shin shin, or tat, or gag, those, gag is the roof, right? They have meaning, shirchayim. Rabban and Amri, beit osios v'chol makom. And then Yerushalmi explains, what does that mean, beit osios v'chol makom? So Yerushalmi says, for Rabbanan, you have to write different letters. They have to be different surahs. But even though they have no meaning, you're still chayim. Whereas for Yehuda, your chayiv, even if they're the same letter, but they have to have meaning. So what emerges is that you have a machlokas between Rabbana and Yehuda, right, with Rabbana and Yerushalmi, and the pashas of the Tanakhama and the Mishnah. The Isra of Kosev is creating letters, regardless of any meaning. Right, they just argue themselves that it can be the same letters, be different letters, but according to this understanding, the Malacha is creating letters. But for according to Yehuda, the Isser is creating a word that has meaning. You know, Gag has meaning. But if you write two letters that have no meaning at all, Vav has meaning, right? Vav is a hook. Gag is a roof. But if you write two letters that have no meaning, even if they would be different letters, for Yehuda and Yerushalmi, you're Sakapas. So according to Yehuda, the Melacha seems to be a Melacha of communication through letters. There are actually other days in Tanai, in the Brisa and Shabbat, and Kukimul has a whole big back and forth, many different days, seems to be a middle opinion that maybe communication is writing letters through communication, which create communication, meaning we're presenting here, is it writing letters or is it communication? So it could be there's a middle sheet that which would require both writing letters that communicate, but it's pretty involved in terms of the different days in the Tanaim. One day that's pretty clear cut is the day of Rav Yossi. In the Mishnah there in Shabbos Kufkimul, Rav Yossi says you don't write letters at all. Roshem is chayiv. What's roshem? You write a sign, you know, a little, you indicate with a line or something, you know, that this carriage goes next to that carriage. Because according to Yehuda, in the Mishkan, they didn't write letters. Again, the whole Melacha is learned from Mishkan, so there seems to be a chokas in the Tzitz. What they did in Mishkan, did they write Aleph, Beis, Gimel on the Krashim? Or did they just indicate with certain lines, you know, like when you build a sukkah, you have like, you know, something like an arrow, whatever, that indicates. So Rav Yossi holds, L'chivu shtei osis elam yishum roshem, kach kotsu melkar shei mishkan. And Rashi explains there that the chiyuv of roshem stems from the fact that the crushing were sumanim, with simanim and not osios. So according to Rav Yossi, l'chor, it's clear that Melacha is not one of creating letters, because you're not creating any letters, you're just communicating or indicating which keresh should be aligned with which keresh. Another day in Tanayim, which seems to touch on this chakira, is the sheet of Yeshua ben Maseira. The Gemara Kuf Dalet on Beis quotes Yeshua ben Maseira, who holds that if you write one letter, but it's a notriko, meaning it's like it means something. So you write a mem for Meiser, you write a kuf for korba. So even the shir is two osio, sort of Yeshua ben Maseira says Yechayv is your case. So what's pshat? You didn't write two osios. You didn't create two osios. So one way of learning the day of Rav Yehoshua ben Seira is that he says it's all about communication. It's not about creating letters. You only created one letter. I mean, it's not necessarily mukrach. You could say that Rav Yehoshua ben Seira also holds about creating letters. He just holds the shear. You can compensate for the shear. It's a smaller shear because he has communication. But at least Rav Yehoshua ben Seira is telling us that communication is important. Usually the shir is two letters. You write one letter, but it means something. Mem means meiser, you know, with a little, you know, chubshuk on top, you know, mem with a little apostrophe. So that means that communicates in the free chayiv. Rabbanan disagree. Rabbanan say, no, you're not chayiv with a mem with a chubshuk, because a mem with a chubshuk, maybe you know it means meiser, but you didn't do a meiser tzifa, you wrote a mem. And only a mem, only one letter. So again, this seems to be this chakira might very well be the basis of a number of machlokos hatanayim in the Gemara and Shabbos Kofim Kof Dalet. Is ksiv about creating letters, or is it about communication? So I just want to discuss some halakha mice nafkaminas that come out of this. It's interesting machlokos in the poskim whether or not the malach of kosiv is limited to writing letters, or it includes even bringing letters that are already written together. So if, say, Scrabble, for example, you have an A and you have a B, and you put the A next to the B. So that is sort of kosiv. So the Magen Avraham in Siman Shin Mem, the Katan Yud, paskins that it's usher to be tochev osios on a parokas. So you have pre-cut letters, you know, silver letters, and you know, it says, you know, muktash, alidei, whatever, lezeichu nishmas, whatever. So you want to put to sew them on would be Isra of Topher. But let's say you have letters that have a little, like, you're able to, like, kind of stick them on without actually sewing them on. So the question is Isra of Kosev? So the Rambam says, the Isra of Kosev. Now, the Pashas of the Magen Avraham, or one way of learning the Magen Avraham, is that the Magen Avraham is telling us there's an Isra of Kirvat Osias. That even though you're not writing letters, you're just bringing them together, that's an Isra of Kosev. Minchas Chinuch, in Kosev, Ozayin takes issue with this. He argues explicitly. He says, "V'nireh zlatz of osios shall kesef vade eino chayev, etc. Kaven dehem kfar osios v'rakum karvan b'shavus v'ala kirva vaday eino mechayev eino chayev." You're not chayev for kirva. The issue is to write, to create letters as the Minchas Chinuch, not to bring letters closer. So l'chora, this is totally on our chakira. If the malacha of Shabbos is creating letters, so what the Minchas Chinuch says is 100% correct. You're not creating, you're just bringing them together. Whereas if the malacha is communicating through letters, you might say you're communicating through letters. The letters were, you know, in a box. Now you put them on the parochas, and you wrote l'zeich nishmas, etc. So you communicated through the letters. There's also an interesting machlokas about Kiruv Chelki Osif. That's the famous discussion in the poskim about opening books that have stamps on the ends of the pages, you know, the library books. So there, you're not being Mekarev separate Osios, you're Mekarev Chelki Osios. So that might be more of a problem. That's the Machlokas, the Magen Avraham in Shin Mem Vav has a big discussion about this. He quotes the Ramaz Meikil, the Bushus Machmer.
We're talking about whether it's communicating or writing letters. Is the Iker the communication, or does the letters have communication within them?
That's a good question. You can probably formulate it both ways. If you formulate it that it's just that the letters have communications, then I hear what you're saying. You're saying that maybe here you're not really writing letters, so it's not going to help you so much to have the. Is that what you're trying to say? Meaning?
I'm saying if in letters, that it's only letters which have communication within it, then still the Scrabble or Kibbutz.
It still won't be a problem. Right, yeah, I hear what you're saying, because you're not really it's creating letters to have communication, right? At the beginning, I mentioned that it could be sometimes holds me both. You need to create letters to have communication. The question is, Rav Yossi, for example, seems to hold a pure communication, because Rav Yossi doesn't have any letters, you're just writing a line. So it seems to be, but in Echanavi, it's not as Pashut as I'm presenting it, it's a very good point, that if you hold it, you have to create letters, so in this case, there's nothing to talk about, you're not creating anything. I should mention that Shlomo Zalman took issue with this whole understanding of the Magen Avraham. He said the Magen Avraham doesn't hold this issur to bring letters together. He just held that when you write letters on a parochas, you're actually affecting the letters, meaning the background of the letters is part of the letter. So Shlomo Zalman said, if you just put together pieces on a Scrabble board, that's not kosev even for the Magen Avraham. It's only kosev if you put them on a background. So that's why this distinction in the post is talking about deluxe Scrabble versus regular Scrabble. Apparently, in deluxe Scrabble, the letters somehow like are fitted into a background. So that's how you enter the Magen Avraham. You're tochev the osios into the parochas, and then you actually affect the letter itself. It's not just kirva, but it's actually like ksiva, because ksiva isn't just the letters, but it's the background, you know, as well. So it's been 100% right in terms of that. It's not. It only makes sense if you hold a pure communication. Another nafkamina, tsura. If you draw a picture, it's drawing a picture in Isser of Kosev. So So the Yerushalmi in Shabbos writes the following: Zayin Beit Hatzar Tzura. Person is etching or drawing a picture. Harishon Chayiv Shum Kosev. The first person who drew the outline is Chayiv Shum Kosev. Vasheni, the second person who fills in the outline with, let's say, you know, paint, Chayiv Shum Tzovei. So it's clear in the Yerushalmi that the Tzar Tzura, at least the first person who's tracing the picture, is Chayiv Mishum Kosev, even though he's not writing letters. The Rambam passes like that in Hilchos Shabbos, Yiral Yozayin, Roshim Tzol the Kosev, Keter Roshim Rishimim Tzuros the Kosel. If you make Tzuros in the Kosel, you're Chayiv. It's a Tolda of Kosev. So what's going on here? You're not writing letters. You're drawing a picture. So, if you hold this all the communication, so it's easier to say that you're communicating something through the picture, right? If you say it's about creating letters, it's harder to understand why you should be chayav in such a case. The Yerushalmi is in Zayin Beis, and the Rambam in Yud Aleph Yuzayin. So the Be'er Halacha, in Simon Shin Mem, Os Dalet, discusses this Yerushalmi. And he doesn't understand why only the first person is Chayiv Shum Kosev. Why is the second person Chayiv Shum Tzovei? Again, one person traces, the other person fills in. So why is the only person who traces Chayiv Shum Kosev and the other person who fills in? So he writes like this. He says, the person who traces the letter communicates where to fill in. And therefore he's Chayiv Shum Kosev. I'll read it to you. In Yanenu Irish, Asa Rak Roshem Shul Tzura Mitchila, Kdei Sheyeda V'yavin HaTzoveya Al Yedeis Acha Kachmal Yitzboa. So the first person who traces is essentially communicating where to paint. V'dom L'Kosev Shekosev Osev Shemore Ha'oz Al Eitzadavar. It's like writing, that the writing communicates a certain idea, a certain message. So it's clear that the Be'er Halacha is assuming that what writing is about is communication, and therefore the first person who traces is communicating. He's telling the painter where to paint, you know, where to fill in. If you assume that kosev is about creating letters, this whole halacha is much harder to understand. Why are you chayav on siur if you're not really making letters? And they say that you know, a picture is worth 1,000 words. So I don't know. Can you say that therefore the picture is like an osios? Picture is there is creating osios, but a picture is like osios. I mean, the Be'er Halacha paskins that even though the shear of kosev is 2 osios, by siur, if you do 1 siur, chayav. Why? Because the siur is davar chashuv. So I'm not sure if he's like saying the same idea that a picture is worth 1,000 words, and therefore maybe it's mamash like letters, but it's harder to explain if you assume it's about making letters. This Yerushalmi really touches on another important question, and that's the relationship between kosev and tzoveh. They seem to be very similar malachos. You're writing, you're painting. How do you, when I write with a red ink on a white paper, why don't I look at that as painting? I consider that writing. So what exactly is the relationship between them? The Kilat Yaakov discusses this in Simon Mem in Shabbos, and he writes a certain mahalach. He actually rejects this, but I think it's a very nice formulation. He says, what's the chilat in kosev and tzoveh? Says Kilat Yaakov, Simon Mem, v'yesh lomar, the inyan tzviya hu sha'ayin nehene mihamare, the inyan ksiva hu mashenene miyudiyas tochein haksav, v'habechina lezeh. So he says, what's the chilek? Tzviya is if you see a red wall, so it looks very nice, it's red. Whereas ksiva is if you understand something, right? Yudiyas tochein haksav, there's some message that is communicated. And he says, how do you know whether or not it's just aesthetic or it's communicative? What's the test? If Reuven wrote the ksav, the korel Shimon, shomei gam Shimon nehem ksav, shomei dvarah. If I read something, so you hear me and you can appreciate what I'm reading. Whereas if I see something, you can't appreciate that. If I see a red wall, I can tell you that it's red, but you're not going to be able to really see it, right? If you're not looking at the wall, you're not going to be able to appreciate the same way. Whereas if I'm reading for this paper, so you can experience exactly what I'm experiencing. I'm reading, and you're hearing the words. So again, what the Siltek is touching on is this idea that kosev, at least in this understanding that he presents, kosev is about communication, versus soveya, which is not about communication. He seems to reject this mahalach because he's worried about tziur is not about communication. That's his problem. The whole reason he rejects it is that he says, look, you're chayav kosev when you draw a picture, so there's no communication there. But given the Be'er Halacha that I just mentioned, it's possible that no, the reason you're chayav and kosev when you draw pictures is because you communicate with it. Meaning, I'm not sure, according to this Be'er Halacha, you'd always be chayav and kosev when you draw a picture. Maybe the only chayav if you trace a picture where you're somehow showing and communicating something, you know, to somebody. Or if the picture has some, you know, meaning, significance, sometimes you have a picture, you know, a danger sign. Right? You know, there's a skull and two bones, you know, the cross. So that's a picture that communicates, tells people, be careful, this is poisonous. So that type of picture clearly would be chayav on, because it communicates. If the picture doesn't communicate, I mean, that's such a thing as possible, so maybe it wouldn't be chayav. But this issue was also raised in Rishonim. There was a relationship with Kosev and Tzaveh. There's a Gemara on the Sadi Daladom Beis and Shabbos. Sadi Daladom Beis, that speaks about Kocheles, a woman who puts, eyeshadow on her, blue eyeshadow on her eyelids. So is that chayav? Why is that asher on Shabbos? So the Gemara says that it seems to be 2 days according to our Girsa. Is it koseves? Is it she's writing or is it sovas? She's painting. How do you look at that? So the Ran have different Girsa to the Gemara. The Ran thought that l'kuli alma it's mishum tzoveya. There's no data that says it's kosev. Why not? Says the Ran. Sarihem un alma. Kocheles mishum koseves. Says when a woman puts eyeshadow on her eyelids, she's not communicating anything, right? It's not like in the Mishkan where you were wanted to be misamin the crushim to know where they belong. So if you're not communicating, the whole Isra can only be one of Tzaveh. So again, this fits with this Mahalach that Kosev is about communication, and therefore he rejects the understanding that when you put eyeshadow on, it's Mishum Kosev, it has to be Mishum Tzavas, Mishum Isra of Tzaveh, according to this Girsa of the Ran, in the Gemara, on the Tzadidah of Beit, Tzadidah of Ram. Another Nafkamina is the question that's discussed in Yerushalmi of magic ink. I guess not the new thing. They even then, that old days, they had people who would want to, keep things secret. So they would write with some type of formula, and it wouldn't be obvious that there's anything written. And then they'd pour a solution on it, and then the ksav would appear. So Yishami has a sasek. What's the din if a person writes like this on Shabbos? Right. So the Yishami says the person who pours the dio. The solution is chayiv shum kosev, right? I wrote, as it were, with invisible ink, and you came and poured on the solution. So the Shami says, according to Reuven, it's lucky if the person who pours the solution is chayiv shum kosev. So again, this could be telling this chakira. If kosev is about communication, it makes a lot of sense, right? Until the solution was poured onto the paper, there was no communication, so therefore you're there's no chayiv. Whereas the person who poured the solution is communicating. Right? You can ask what the Shaman doesn't speak about. What about the first person? Is the first person chayav? It's the same thing. It flips like, right? First person writes. He writes with invisible ink. So if it's within Yitziras Osios, so maybe you could say that you were chayav. I mean, you could say not, but it's possible to say that, look, he wrote letters. In terms of communication, he didn't communicate anything. It's invisible. Right? So each of these people have done one thing. The first person might have written letters. I mean, he wrote letters. It's just a question of does it have a shame letter? You know, if you write a letter that's invisible, can you say you wrote a letter in terms of Yitziras Ksav? Maybe. But the second person, certainly in the first case, there's no communication because you can't read it. The second person who poured the ink, Lechora, communicates. Whether or not he made letters, it's hard to say. He just revealed them. He didn't really make them. So it's possible this is the issue over here in these 2 days. This is a discussion. Another nafkamina, ksiva lahashlim es a sefer. The Gemara says in Shabbos Kuf Daled Amud Beis that even the shir of osios is of ksiva is two osios. If you write one letter, doesn't you have a sefer Torah, and you're missing one letter, right? The Einikol Yisrael, you're missing the lamed. So you write the lamed in your chayiv. I write one letter. So the Mechalkas and the Rishonim had to understand this halacha. What's going on here? So Rashi says that it's the Osachrona mi Chaftal Tzfarim. It's the last letter of the Chumash, last letter of one of the Sefer Tanakh. And a lot of Rishonim say this. The Rav speaks about the parasha of mezuzah. You're missing one letter in the mezuzah. You know, the Mechaskin speaks about missing one letter in the tefillin. Right, there's even a Sefer Yerushalmi speaks about missing one letter of the shame. Yud Kei Vav Kei. You're missing last Kei. There's a chalos. There's certain chalos. I mean, chalos here might just be in terms of what is a significant, you know, chalos. Is it a sefer? Is it a parasha tefillin? Is it even Shem Hashem? But either way, this mahalach is that the chiyuv is mishuv kosev, and somehow the chashivus of right of being mashlim something compensates for the shir. Usually you need to write two letters, but if you're doing something shemay kosher, if you made the sefer shemay kosher, you made the parashat tefillin kosher, you made the shame chalos shame, so that somehow compensates and you're chayv one letter. So that I think makes more sense if you assume that the isra is creating letters, and the question is, what is the shir? It's possible the shir here, it's kosher, it compensates. Maybe the isra is about communication. It's hard to understand. You haven't really communicated. Meaning, one letter is never communication, l'chara, and therefore, why are you chayiv? So it's interesting, the Sfasemis actually holds that the chiyuv is mishum makar patish. It's a very unique shita. The Gemara says chayiv. It doesn't say why you're chayiv. So Sfasemis says chayiv is mishum makar patish, which is a whole issue in its own right in terms of makar patish. Is makar patish at the end of a malacha or after the malacha? Meaning, every time you finish a malacha, you put the last stone on the wall. Is that makar patish, or is it only after you finish and then you're doing something else that's makar patish? But that's in the top of his own right. Lemaisa, this issue of lashlim as a sefer, I think is telling that. I think it fits better if you assume the issue is one of yitzira's osios. And then we say, well, it's not a chash of a yitzira, but here it is chash. So about communication, I think it's harder to understand halacha. It's an interesting question raised in the Az Nidburu, Zilber, from the Nebrak. Chelik Beit, Simulam Beit, he raises this question. Let's say you write a letter on coffee paper. So you write one letter, and what you have later is two letters. Because you pick up the coffee paper and you have, you know, two letters. So, are you chayiv? Meaning, korban, let's say, if you write like that. So it could be telling us here also, meaning, if it's about communication, so you might say you communicate, you have two letters. You're able to put two letters together, meaning two pieces of paper together, so it's communicated. If it's about creating letters, so again, it depends how you look at the coffee paper, you factor that in, you know. Maybe you have a fully alma, but it's interesting. It's also a question about the shir, you know. Another, just quickly, another few nafkaminas. Notal gago shochet, vasa shezain. Gemara and Shabbos Kuftal and Obeid. Right, you have a ches and you erase the top. You erase the top, and now a ches is made out of two zayins with a little gag on the top, connecting them. So what do? You take the gag and you erase it. So now what you have left is two zayins. So the Gemara says you're chayiv. It's pretty wild. You're chayiv because you erased the gag and the ches. So Rashi says that the chayiv is because you're mashlim hasefer. You needed two zayins. To Zayin's in the Sefer, and that was Mashlim the Sefer. So again, you're back to this idea of Hashlim the Sefer. But the Rashba says, no, that this is called Ksiva, this is not called Kochos. It's very hard to understand the Rashba, because you didn't do anything, you were raised. Why are you Chayiv Shum Kosev? You were raised. So Hashem has actually said, the Chayiv Shum Mochik. Again, the Gemara just says Chayiv all these cases. The previous case was Hashlim the Sefer. It's Chayiv. So Hashem says, oh, it's Shum Akav Patch. Now, here, in this case, you erased the Gaga the Ches. You have two zainin, so the says Yechayim Shumochik, which is okay, pretty. It's you know, it's bothering him. He's like, how can you Yechayim Shumochik? You didn't write anything. You just erased. So even if you tell me it's not Chol Tochos, you didn't write anything. It's hard to understand what the Rashba is saying. The Rashba says it's not Chol Tochos, fine. But Lemaisa, he didn't write anything, so what's the pshat? So I thought you could say that if it's about communication, it could be it's easier to understand the Rashba. You had a ches, you erased the top of the ches, now you have two zayin. So you're communicating, now you're word zaz. You know, let's say that's what you need. That's what you want to communicate. So zaz is a word, and therefore as such, you're chayiv. If it's about creating letters, writing letters, it's very hard to understand this. You did a maitzah mechika, you didn't do a maitzah ksiv at all. It's very v'chiddish, it's hard to understand the reshba. Another nafkamina. Similar case, the Gemara says, Niskavi Nusab Ches, because of Bei Zayin. Also the Mishnah there in Kuftal and Beis. You wanted to write a Ches, and you mistakenly forgot to write the top, so you have two letters. So you did two letters, Chayiv. So all these are asked, what do you mean? You only want to do one-liner. So it's like misasik. It's kavim lizrok dalid hazarak shtayim, right? So you're part in that case. If you're kavim lizrok, you want to do melacha, and then you did lizrok shtayim hazarak arba, right? You wanted to do less than a melacha, and then you ended up doing a melacha. You're part there, right? There's no error, so you can't throw dalid on this. So you wanted to throw only two. So if you ended up throwing four, you're potter. So here, you want to write a chet, which is a chati shir, and you wrote two zayinim, you go to full shir. So why should you be chayiv? It's a chetan of melachos machshavah. So the different answers given in the Rishonim. The Meiri has a fascinating answer. Meiri writes, "Yesh mitartim, the bezrika potter of nation ain machshavta iser b'shu makom. Throwing something two amas in the Rosh Hashanah is mutter gamre." By osios, because the one os is the chati shir, and it's not only is the chati shir, it's the chati shir that you could be chayiv on had you been mashing the sefer, like the case we spoke about a second ago. So therefore you're chayiv. So l'chor, this again assumes it's all about the shir, meaning it's about yitzir osios, in which you can just compensate because one os has some significance when iskaven looks up osachad, because of shay osios is chayiv. If the issue is one of communication, it's hard to understand because l'chora, you don't, one is nothing. It's not, one isn't, you know, half of two. One is nothing. Okay, that's essentially the same nachmina as the Hashlam is the safer. Another nachmina which I think is very good is the question of cost of osakas with Tiberia, cost of akas with Tiberia. The Gemara says if you write one letter in this city, one letter in that city, you're chayiv. Speak with the what you've shown him what that means. The most obvious understanding is that if you wrote, you know, on one piece of paper, you know, in Yerushalayim, one piece of paper, Tel Aviv, you're chayiv. But then that's pretty obvious because you can bring the pieces of paper together. Well, what's the chiddush in that? So the Reina Haigon is brought down by the Rishonim as saying a different pshat, and it's brought down in different ways. In the Ritva, the way the Haigon is brought in Shabbos Kosalim Beis is like this: that you're chayiv because the two letters, one in Tzipori, one in Tveria, indicate which city. It's almost like you're walking on a highway, and there are two signs. There's an Aleph for Tzibori, and there's a Beis for Tiberia. So you wrote the two letters in two different places. At the point where you have to turn for Tzibori, you wrote an Aleph, and at the point you have to turn towards Tiberia, you wrote a Beis. So you wrote them in two different places, and you're high. Why is it high? Because they communicate where you have to turn off. I read the lashon. He says, "V'ha'inu da'amin k'sivahi alon shubuchaseres kreiva klomer sheri lekach kasvu sham liot simin sheyakir ha'adam mitoch osios ahem esair sherotz lelechas sham." It's a road sign. Ki zo misu yemes aleph, v'zo misu yemes v'beis. V'kiyotze v'zeh. L'tikach anu eino chashuv kan chisar ma'isa ki lo nichtavu k'dei lahi talish. You're not planning on, you know, picking them up again and, you know, bringing them together. The whole point is that they're supposed to be there because they're supposed to communicate to you where the direction of that particular city is. So you write an aleph on the turn for Tipori and a beis on the turn for Tiberia and Yerchaim. So again, the Ritva is assuming this has been the way he quotes Rabbi Yochai, it's all about communication. This is how quoted in other showing in other ways, but that I think is a very nice nachmina. That's how he understands the din of achas v'tiveria, v'osachas v'tzipori. Another nachmina, interesting machlokas, are shown him if you write in a different language, or you chayv, write in English. Or you chayv, you write in English. Chsiva v'cholashim. The Mishnah says that you chayv v'cholashim. So it's pretty clear, you chayv v'cholashim. Yerushalmi there says on the Mishnah, Mishnah's kufkimul v'nalas, Yerushalmi over there, in Perkei Beis, Lach Gimel says Ma'al b'chaloshan afilu aleph alpha. So most of you already learned Kepshuta aleph alpha means any language, an aleph or an alpha, a Greek letter. But the Rav Yah in Shin Sari Aleph and the Rezeru in Siman Ayin Vav says no, the Yerushalmi Tavka aleph and alpha. You have to write Hebrew or Greek. And we know there's a unique status to Greek in Halacha. Right, Rav Shimon and Gamliel holds that Sfarim can only be written by Yavanis. Yafi Lukim Yefes, Yishkan Vaale Shem. There's a certain status to Greek. It's a Sugi and Megillah and Daf Tesam Beis. So, what's the Pshat in Machlokas? Are you Chayiv Midrash? The Erzeruah, this Rav Yon Erzeruah actually brought down the Halacha in the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah. The Ramah brings it down, interestingly. in Simin Shin Vav, Sukkot and Yud Aleph. And the Ramah says, the Rabbi learns that Shan Gemara in Gittin, right? There's a whole sugi about if you buy a Sada in Eretz Yisrael on Shabbos, right? So, it's Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So you can have a goy write the shtar for you, right? So Moses Shonim learned that it's a Mil Akum on Issa Dereitza, but it's Mutter Mishuv Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Usually a Mil Akum you don't allow for Issa Dereitza, but Mishuv Yishuv Eretz Yisrael are Matter. The Rav Yitz, no, no, it's a Dalos Rabbanan. It's a Mil Akum on Issa Rabbanan. Why? Because he's not going to write it in Hebrew characters. He's going to use English characters, right? So that's brought down the Ramah. The Mishabur says you really shouldn't rely on it. The question, you know, is that Shita Nitcheis? Mishabur seems to say it's a Shita Nitcheis. But it comes up, you know, actually, somebody's a nurse, and she writes on Shabbat with a special pen. It's also a pen that's erasable after a couple of days. This is not Kayama. And additionally, she writes in English, so she avoids, I guess, the point. She's a matter of Vira Sis, with the coin of some Dishonim, it's not Isser, not Isser Dereisa. In any case, that's also the Kuch Nefesh, that's what it's much of the Gamri, but so what's the Machlokas here? What's the issue here? You have a Machlokas Lishonim, if Ksiva B'Shar Lishonos are Chayiv, right? If you write in letters that are not Hebrew or Greek, are you Chayiv? So if it's about communication, so it makes sense to say you're Chayiv in all languages. You're communicating. If it's about creating letters, then it's easier to say that, oh, you create certain letters, or certain, like, the din, this Rav Yon or Zeruah, it's not a question of the language, it's a question of the letters. If you transliterate, you write English words in Hebrew letters, you also be Chayiv. It's a question of what the letters are, that's how they understand it. Meaning, if you write, like, you know, hello, hey, you know, whatever, vav, hey, lamed, you'd be Chayiv, because it's a question of the letters. So I think, it's not mukhrof, but I think it's possible to say that it's about creating letters, and then we care about what letters you have. So communication, it should go either way. There's an issue with Fatemis. He wants to know, are you chayav? Also in the Kuftal over there, he says, are you chayav if you write an aleph and an a? He wants to know if you're chayav if you mix the letters. So he thinks, b'svar, that you should be chayav. And then he says, well, maybe it's like not derech tziva, maybe you're pater. So fundamentally, he's willing to assume that you're chayav on two different languages, two letters in two different languages. So if you assume it's about communication, it's very hard to imagine that you're going to communicate with those letters. If it's about, you know, Yitzir's Osius, then it's easier to hear his suffix. But that's an interesting discussion in the Sfatsamis. Just to conclude, there seems to be a mahalach in some Rishonim, there are really two tracks, that Ksiva might be either creating letters or communication. You see this in the Meiri and the Kuf Gimel and Aleph in Shabbos. The Meiri, Kuf Gimel and Aleph in Shabbos, the Maskel of Inashuv, Paskins, in terms of the question that we began with, in terms of different, can you use the same letter twice, right? So he says like this. He says, "L'chayef ba'achas kula kol zman shi'teva." If you write the same letter twice, so you're chayef as long as it has meaning, right? You write gag, you write dag. Those are words. V'shtayim, if you do write two separate letters, afal pi she'einan teva mishumakom. So if you write, you know, aleph bay, that's a brute word. Aleph bay is aleph. Let's say you write aleph gimel. Aleph gimel isn't the word, right? As far as I know. So it says in the ear, since you write different letters, you're chayav. So if you write the same letter, it has to mean something. Gag, right? I don't know. Not every letter means something. If you double it, right? You know, I'm not sure. Chaf chaf. Does chaf chaf mean anything? Chaf. I'm not sure. Some of the words, certainly, some of the letters, certainly, if you double them, they don't mean anything. Nun, nun, nan. I don't think there's a word nan. Right? There is a word gag. So the theory says, if you write the same letter and it means something, so then you're chayav. But if you write different letters, you're chayav even if it doesn't mean anything. So I think it's muchach in the Meiri that there's tzvei adidim. There's a way of being overcosive through communication, and that means the word means something, even if it's the same letter. There's a separate way of violating kosev. If you write two distinct letters, even if there's no meaning, you write nun nun, you're chayiv on kosev because you wrote two letters. So the kitzur, what we saw here was the question of the nature of this kosev. Is it about writing letters? Is it about communicating? We discussed many nafminas this question, but it's very possible that really the two mahalchim, that there's a chiyuv of communication and a chiyuv of writing letters. Thank you.